Welcome to this edition of Family Talk. I'm Lou Ann Crane here with our host, psychologist and best-selling author Dr. James Dobson. And Doctor, the American Cancer Society says that this year alone, over 1.6 million people will get that devastating news that they have cancer.
Well, that number confirms what we all know. Nearly every person, if not now, then later, will have an experience with this insidious disease, or a member of their family will, or they'll be touched by it in some way because it is that pervasive. And the people who are walking through that difficult journey themselves or with a loved one knows just how arduous and distressing that path can be. Mm-hmm. The problem with cancer is that it's a roller coaster. You get the feeling that it's going to be okay, and you go through chemotherapy, and you go into remission, and then so many people then find that it is either returned or it is not entirely eradicated, and so you have an ongoing up and down roller coaster between hope and despair and hope and despair. And we're concerned about people who are going through that.
Right.
Many of them are listening to us right now. And this program today is not designed to increase the despair. It is to bring the hope.
Amen.
Because there is hope in every experience if you let the Lord lead. And so that's what we want to do with this broadcast today. We often have somebody in mind when we do a broadcast. That, you know, it's not a name because we don't know all the people that are out there, but it is someone who is experiencing what we're going to talk about. And there are a lot of them out there today.
That's right.
And we want to put an arm around them and express love and hope and encouragement to everyone that we possibly can.
And we have just the right person here to help us do that.
We certainly do. Her name is Yvonne Ortega, and our listeners will know why we're so impressed by her testimony in a moment. She's written a book about her experience with cancer personally, and it's called Finding Hope for Your Journey Through Breast Cancer. She's a licensed professional counselor, a clinically certified domestic violence counselor, and she has reason to know something about that, and a former high school Spanish teacher. In addition, she has a master's degree in education and a master's of education in counseling from the College of William and Mary. Yvonne, we're so glad to have you here. I only met you a few minutes ago, and you are a delightful lady, and you've flown all the way out to be with us today. You've written this book because you want to share hope with the kind of people I was just talking about, and thank you for being our guest.
Thank you for inviting me, Dr. Dobson.
You really do love people, don't you?
Yes, I do. And when I first worked as a teacher, I loved my students, and it was difficult to leave teaching to become a counselor, but I knew that I knew that I knew that God had called me to become a professional counselor.
Yeah, you have a mission, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You're called. You know, Luann, in the past, when I was younger, it was common for pastors to talk about a call. You know, I received a call to the mission field or call to the ministry or even a call to business. People don't talk about a call as much now. And it's still true. It's all through the Bible. I mean, I could give you probably 15 examples of the Lord calling people to a specific purpose. And Yvonne, you feel called to do what you're doing, don't you?
Yes, I am speaking and writing full time for the Lord Jesus Christ, and my goal is millions for Jesus. I don't want anyone to die without the Lord, and I don't want anyone to live without Him. especially through a journey like breast cancer.
We're not able to talk about every aspect of your experience, the journey you've been on here at the top of the program. But it has been arduous, and it's not just about cancer. You have lost a son, your only son, and of course you have gone through breast cancer yourself, and you lost your mother quite suddenly, I believe.
Actually, in 2009, I lost two aunts, my mother, and my only child within weeks of one another. And the day that my mother passed away was the day that she was supposed to come home from physical rehab. She had surgery for her hip, and she was in rehab and took a turn for the worse. And
boy, that is still very painful to you, isn't it?
Right here, my heart. Yeah. Is she? My dad called me up, and he said, you better talk to your mother. And I did. And he said, I think you want to talk with the nurse. And the nurse got on the phone, and the nurse said, your mother is waiting for you. And I knew it was all over.
Yeah.
So I got on the only flight I could the next day. But before I ever boarded the plane, she had passed
away. She was gone. But you're going to see her again.
I will see her again. 2 years before she had passed away, she had been in the hospital for a week. And at that time, they thought that she was dying. Yeah. And people had been coming in and out of the room. It was like open house. And all of a sudden, there was a lull. And I had 45 minutes with my mother. And I took my Bible and I read Psalms. I read scripture after scripture to her. And she wasn't talking. And I said, Mom, I'd like to know that you know Jesus. And that if you're leaving this world soon, that you are going straight from this world into the arms of God the Father. And so I went through the plan of salvation with her, and I said, Mom, I know you can't talk right now, but if this is what you would like to do, Mom, just blink your eyes, and I will pray, and you blink your eyes that you want that prayer to be yours too. And she blinked her eyes.
Did she really? And that was the most precious thing you have experienced, wasn't it?
It was absolutely beautiful.
Now, you have not only been through the things I just listed, but you went through a very abusive relationship for, I guess, nearly 20 years. Is that right?
By the time it was final, it was 24 and a half years. And all I could think of was that I had stood before God. I wasn't a Christian then, but we were in church with a minister, and I had promised, till death do us part. But it reached a point where I thought, death is going to part us, all right. It's going to be mine.
He threatened you, didn't he?
He
actually pulled a gun on you.
He pulled out a gun, and afterwards, I asked him in front of his lawyer. Well, my parents had come to visit, and we weren't out of the house yet. And I was going to go away overnight for a good friend's wedding. And so I said, my parents don't want to stay in the house with you. Well, why not? I said, they're scared of you after you pulled out that gun. You know, it was just the two of us outside at night. And his lawyer sat right next to him, and he said, well, I was depressed.
As though that explains anything. Now, the title of the book that you have written is Finding Hope for Your Journey Through Breast Cancer. Hope is not something that I would expect a person like you and what you've gone through to have known a lot about. But you found hope in breast cancer and the other things as well.
Yes. Well, when the doctor told me that it was malignant, I paced around in my bedroom and I prayed, And I said, God, I love you and I trust you. And I must have said that a dozen times. I love you and I trust you. I love you and I trust you, God. And I don't know how you're going to do this, but you let good come from it. Good for me, good for others, and let it be to your honor and glory and for furthering your kingdom here on earth.
Did the diagnosis come as a surprise to you at all?
No. I found the lump just before Christmas, and I knew it was malignant. And I had two cousins who died of breast cancer. So when I got my diagnosis, I didn't really want to tell my family. I thought, oh, they're going to have this death cloud hanging over me, and they'll expect me to go. But after my second chemotherapy treatment, when I was in the hospital, I prayed and I prayed, and I memorized so much scripture during the time of going through breast cancer. And I came across Psalm 119, 175, let me live that I may praise you. Mm-hmm. And I said, God, you let me live. You let me survive this, and I promise you I will praise you to my dying breath. Mm.
And did the Lord let you know he had heard you?
Yes, he did. And he led me right over to Psalm 118.
You know, I've had cancer, too. I had prostate cancer in 2002. And I got a call from the urologist saying that I did indeed have prostate cancer. And it rocked me. I can only imagine how you felt about it. It rocks everybody when the news is confirmed. And I was extremely busy at that time. And how was I going to deal with the emotion of this and go through that day? And I came down to the studio to do a television spot. And when I finished, I got up to leave, and I walked to the door, and one of the staff members, I'm not going to give his last name because I don't have permission to do it, but his name is James, and he's a man that I loved and respected. And he came over to me, and he stopped me as I was about to go through the door. And he said, you know, I sense that you really need prayer today. I hadn't told anybody. And I was just heavily burdened with the news that I had heard. And he said, may I pray for you? And we stood there in the doorway, and he prayed for me, which is the way of the Lord just saying, this has not escaped my notice. And I told James about it. He didn't know what I had. He didn't know what the problem was, but he knew that I was heavy-hearted. And I think the Lord sent him to pray with me at a time when I really needed encouragement. Mm-hmm. Did you find the Lord speaking to you and encouraging you in that way?
Every step of the way. And there wasn't a need that I had that wasn't met. One day I woke up and I said, I've run out of carrot juice. And a friend stopped by and said, can I do something for you? She made carrot juice. Another time I looked at my house and I thought,
that would not have been a blessing to me.
Homemade carrot juice, Granny Smith apples, really tasty.
I can think of something better. Maybe a Hershey's bar or something. I'm teasing you.
That's okay. I'm a health nut. I know it. And, you know, my house needed to be cleaned. And one of my neighbors came over and said, I think it's time to clean your house. And she did that three or four different times.
And yet, Yvonne, talk about getting that news. I mean, we all react differently. For someone listening right now, it's still very fresh, and they're angry at God. I mean, it sounds like you processed this pretty well, did you?
Well, I had my moments, trust me. And I went through a time, that first 24 hours, it didn't last long, but I was really angry. I said, God, you promised to make up for the years the locusts have eaten. I think you've made a mistake. I don't think this is a very nice way to make up for the years the locusts have eaten.
This was after your marriage dissolved.
Yes, 7 years later.
Wow. Yeah. So you'd been through enough. How do you deal with that? Speak to the person right now who's just gotten that news, and they don't have the hope and joy that we've already heard from you, Yvonne. How do they process that?
They need to be honest with God. He knows how we feel anyway, so we might as well tell Him. And I would say to that woman, pull out your journal, pull out your Bible. You know, in Psalm 62:8, it says, pour out your heart to Him. Mm-hmm. He is our refuge. Mm-hmm. Tell Him how you feel and ask Him for the grace and strength to get through it.
Mm-hmm. Yvonne, you mentioned earlier that you actually didn't even tell people about your diagnosis until quite a bit later. Can you explain a little bit more about why you made that choice?
It was just before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to ruin my family's Christmas. And so what it did was they had a great Christmas. I had a terrible one.
A lonely one.
A very lonely one because I couldn't tell them. Mm. So we talked and carried on as if everything were fine. I would never recommend that to anyone.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Psalm 6:2-7 says, and this is David speaking, be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. You ever feel that way?
Yes.
My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord? How long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. No one remembers you when he is dead. Who praises you from the grave? Hmm. I am worn out from groaning all night long. I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Mm. You ever feel that way?
Oh, yeah. I remember coming across that psalm and I said, God, that's exactly how I feel. And my bones do hurt from chemotherapy and I am worn out. Mm. And I was working full time and doing treatment.
My goodness.
Did you have two rounds of chemotherapy or only one?
I had two types each time I went. And I chose to do it that way. The doctor said, well, we can do two at a time and you finish sooner, or we can do one at a time and it stretches out. I had walked in the oncology room and I thought, okay, they're just sitting there with that little thing up the port. That looks pretty easy.
No, but you're a fighter. You really are. Yvonne, I recall you just said that you didn't want to tell people because you didn't want that death sign kind of above you. You didn't want that label on you.
No.
But speak to the person listening right now who wants to be a good friend to someone. Maybe they don't have cancer, but someone has come to them and a good friend and has said, I'm dealing with this. How can they respond? They don't know what to do. Should they ignore it? Should they address it? What can they say?
You know, sometimes silence really is golden. And if the person doesn't know what to say, hug that person. Squeeze the person's hand. And say, I'm here for you.
And then go clean their house.
Clean the house. Bring a meal. Yeah. Offer to give the person a ride to chemotherapy.
You said in your book there are some things that people said to you that were not helpful.
Yes.
What are they?
For example, somebody said to me, you know, my grandmother had breast cancer. Oh, how's she doing? Oh, she died. I sure miss her. Well, and I had maybe a dozen different formats of people telling me that with their aunt or a cousin or something.
You have anybody tell you if you had more faith, you would get over this?
Oh, yes. I also had them tell me that. And I thought, now, wait a minute. How can that be? Because if that were so, why aren't the apostles still here?
Mm-hmm.
And why did Paul, who wrote so many books of the New Testament, why did he not get healed from the thorn in his side, whatever that thorn was?
Yeah, it's appointed unto man once to die. That's all of us.
Yes.
That is the human condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it is not a disaster to God. It is to us.
Yes.
But he says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. And we have to put ourselves in His hands when that moment comes for us, because it will.
It will come.
Well, there was one point that it looked like you weren't going to make it, wasn't there?
Right. After my second chemotherapy treatment, I didn't think I needed my Neupogen shot, so I chose not to take them.
What is that? Explain
Neupogen shots are shots that they give a patient for 7 or 8 days after each chemotherapy treatment to keep the blood counts up. Hmm. Oh, mine were doing so well. I said, surely I don't need these.
Well, my planned doctor with your own body.
And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I had no business doing that. And I paid dearly. And when I went to the hospital, my blood counts were at 500. Mm. And normal is between 3,000 and 11,000.
Now you have completely recovered.
Yes, it's been 11 years, Dr. Dobson.
Do you still fear the return of the disease?
You know, every time I have to go for that annual mammogram, I go and I say, God, keep me calm. Remember, the Bible says the Lord blesses his people with peace. Mm. So bless me with peace. Mm. Yeah, and it's, I relive it that day when I go.
I am holding your book. In addition to the title, again, it's Finding Hope for Your Journey Through Breast Cancer. At the top, it says 60 inspirational readings. Where did these come from?
They came from Scripture. That's where my inspiration was. That's where my hope was and still is. And each day as things would happen, I would journal and I would say, now, God, I want you to show me your precious promise that goes with what I'm dealing with. Don't let me look in vain for something. Just take me to your love, your presence, and your power.
You brought your Bible with you today. I have a feeling you take it everywhere you go, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting here with your hand on it. That's precious to you, isn't it?
Very much so. And you know, when I went through chemotherapy and other trials in my life, I would sleep with this Bible over my heart and I would hug it. And I would say, Lord, I'm going to sleep with you. And your word is close to my heart as I can get it.
It has a way of addressing every human condition, doesn't it?
Yvonne, I'm just curious, for the woman who's been touched to pick up her Bible, where should she start?
I started in the Psalms when I was grieving, when I was scared. Every time I started with Psalms. Mm. But for the woman who may have never picked up a Bible, she may want to start with the book of John and realize that God really loves us.
Mm-hmm. I love Isaiah 40:29 at a moment like this. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Mm-hmm. That's a promise.
That's a promise. And I would open my Bible and say, now, God, right here, this is what your word says. And I know you're not a liar. So, God, I'm counting on you.
Linda, we hope you have been encouraged today as we've heard our guest on this Family Talk broadcast, Yvonne Ortega, tell her story of battling breast cancer as well as some other very trying circumstances in her life. Ryan, there is much more to her story, and we'll get to that next time. But really, it's kind of unreal to think of what this precious woman has been through.
Well, and Luann, and she clearly loves the Lord so much.
Yes.
You can just hear it in her voice. But that then brings up the age-old question. Why does God allow things like this to happen to his people?
And really none of us, including Yvonne, will find the answer to that question this side of heaven. But I think we can all be grateful that this woman is certainly allowing the Lord to use these dark times that she's experienced to bring such hope and encouragement to others.
And if you need that encouragement or you want to give that encouragement to others, I'd love to recommend a copy of Yvonne's book. Again, the title is Finding Hope for Your Journey Through Breast Cancer, 60 Inspirational Readings, and we have that available at drjamesdobson.org.
And of course, we want to remind listeners that the entire month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. So if you have a friend who has been diagnosed, giving her a copy of this book would really be a great way to reach out to her. Again, as Ryan said, find that at drjamesdobson.org, along with a link to information on how you could bring Yvonne to speak at your church or women's group.
And if you can identify with what Yvonne has said today, if you're going through a difficult time and you need someone to talk to, we're here for you. Mm-hmm. We've said it before, and it's true. At Family Talk, you can call us 24 hours a day. Our number is 877-732-6825. We would love to pray with you. And if you need a counselor, we can recommend one in your area.
And we can even send you a copy of our host, Dr. James Dobson's book, When God Doesn't Make Sense, an excellent resource for battling all questions of this nature that really we all wrestle with. You can find When God Doesn't Make Sense, along with a counseling referral, at our website, drjamesdobson.org. And we also will have links there to organizations that can help you or a friend if you have been victims of domestic violence. Mm.
There is help out there for you if that's the case. One last time, our phone number, 877-732-6825.
Thanks so much for listening today, and we do invite you back tomorrow for one more day with this delightful woman, Mrs. Yvonne Ortega. That's right here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not affiliated with Focus on the Family.